thank you so much. This is what we've been celebrating all weekend long here at Champion Forest. It is the blessing and the faithfulness of God upon our church. And weekends like this, services like this, are so very important in the life of a church like ours. When Israel crossed the Jordan River, God instructed the Israelites to take 12 stones, each stone representing one of the tribes of Israel, and he told them to construct a memorial with those stones so that every time Israel would walk by those stones in the future, and their children and future generations would say, what are these stones here for? What do they mean? They could tell their children they were there to serve as a perpetual reminder of the faithfulness of God, all that he had done in the nation of Israel on their behalf. And in so doing, Joshua chapter 4, verse 24, the Bible says this, these stones would be there so that all the peoples of the earth may know that the hand of the Lord is mighty and that you may fear the Lord your God forever. This weekend, this worship service especially, I pray, will serve as a memorial stone, if you will, for our entire church. The faithfulness of God upon our congregation. And I hope that you see just in some of the videos and the recognition and the songs and, of course, this message, I hope that you would be inspired by the faithfulness of God. I hope that you could recount his marvelous deeds on our behalf, that we would be encouraged as a church at how very good God has been to us. And as a result of simply sharing the story that is Champion Forest, that just like the people of Israel, our families, future generations, our surrounding communities, that all the peoples of the earth would know because of how he's moved in this place, that the hand of the Lord is mighty, and that they might fear the Lord their God forever. I spent a lot of time over the last few months just learning the history of our church, reading up on the history of our church. I've loved having conversations with people, hearing about the early days of Champion Forest getting started, just hearing about the explosive growth and having to build buildings and eventually relocate and then to add campuses. In one scrapbook that was given to me as I was just looking through there, I came across the very first worship service program that the church ever had. Here it is right here. I hold it in my hand. And just in reading this worship service program, you get a glimpse of the heart of the church. Let me just give you an example. The church began that day with a reading of Scripture. From its infancy, there's always been a priority, a premium on God's word, reading it, taking it in, it being preached. The church then lifted up in song, just a few of the songs, Holy, 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 and Jesus Saves. I mean, worship, God-centered, Spirit-filled, Christ-exalting worship. It's been a hallmark of this church from its earliest years. There was a time to give. Again, early on, as the DNA is being formed in this church, just a heart of generosity, something that's always characterized this church, was being birthed in us from the very first day. There was an invitation after the message inviting people to receive Jesus as Lord and Savior of their lives or to join the church. And there's this note typed out in the bulletin. I'll read it for you here, but it's right on the bottom. It simply says this, just a personal note. You'll see it on the screen. Just a personal note to each guest that's present today. Thanks for coming. The fact that you've come blesses us tremendously and makes us grateful to God. Please be assured of our personal care and interest in you as an individual. Come back with a friend next week. I'm telling you, you read this program and you get a glimpse of the heart of Champion Forest Baptist Church. There was an upward focus as seen in the worship and the teaching and preaching of God's word. There was an inward focus. If you see the coming events on this program, it's listed out here as church training and age division workshops. There was, of course, an outward focus in giving so that ministry could be accomplished. This evangelistic spirit to go out into our community and to invite others to experience what God is doing at Champion Forest. All of this in this very first program. But here's what jumped off the page and leapt into my heart when I read it. It was the title of the sermon that day. Very first sermon, very first worship guide. Robin Guest preached this message, and when I saw the title, it was in all caps on the worship guide, and I knew this had to be the title of the message that I preached today. Here it is. It was simply called, What Are We Here For? And so this is going to be a very brief message, but one that I think is very important to our church, and I want to attempt to answer this question today. What are we here for? And I think that what we're going to find by the time we leave this place today is that we're here today for the exact same reasons that we started 50 years ago. We exist for the exact same purposes for which we existed 50 years ago. What are we here for? I want to suggest three reasons we are here as a church. The first reason is we are here to move by faith. If you want to know what pleases God, if you want to know what gets God's attention, not only as a church, but as individuals, I'm telling you, it is living by faith. Paul told the church in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, that we are to walk by faith, not by sight. The writer of Hebrews, he puts it like this. He says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, the first part, for without faith, it's impossible to please him. I really believe that this is why God blessed this little church plant called Champion Forest. Typically in a church plant, when a church starts, you have a pastor like Robin Guess that sees the need for a church in a community. And that pastor, while he has a sincere desire to reach people, he may have a group of individuals around him that are helping him, but that's about it. Outside of that, he has nothing. There's no resources to help get that church started outside of partnerships with sponsoring churches or local associations. There's no building, so you have to be creative in where you're going to meet. Is it going to be a school? Is it going to be a house? Is it going to be a community gathering place? There's no staffing, so you're doing it all. You heard the video from Janie Guess. Again, first service, six members, five of them with the last name of Guess. When you start a service like this, start a church like this, you don't have much. But let me tell you what you do have. You have faith in God. And God honors that kind of faith. And what we see play out in Scripture over and over again, it is the theme of the Scriptures. And I promise you, it is the theme of your life, that when we move by faith, God always, always, always honors it. He always honors faith in Him. And so if we're going to be a church that continues to please God, we're going to have to do over these next 50 years what we've done over these last 50 years, and that is to move by faith. And you've done that, Champion Force. It takes faith to build a parking garage at an old location when none of your neighbors want the parking garage. It takes faith. It takes faith to relocate a church so that you're not landlocked and limited in growth, so that you can reach more and more people for Jesus. That takes faith. It takes faith to not just be satisfied with one location, but to say, you know what? We're going to go where there is need. We're going to go where we can continue to preach the gospel, where people are, so that they can hear the gospel and grow in their faith. It takes faith to say, we're going to reach every single person in the shadow of our steeple, regardless of what they look like, regardless of what they have, regardless of what they don't have. It takes faith. It takes faith to give and to be generous, knowing that you may never know the resources you give. You may never see the people that are impacted. You may never see the ministries that are formed, the needs that are met. It takes faith to never compromise in an increasing secular culture, to continue to stand on God's word, to never settle as a church. It takes faith to not bow down to our own preferences. I like this and I want it this way, but to continue to stretch and to keep going and keep growing in the name of Jesus. It takes faith, Champion Forest. And may God always give us this kind of heart, a heart of faith because we know it pleases him to get out of our comfort zone and be committed to moving forward by faith as long as God calls us to be a church. Now, historically, this is who we have been. Champion Forest, we have been a church that is defined by faith. Don't believe me? As I prepared for this 50th anniversary, I've listened to a lot of sermons from Pastor DeMond, from Pastor David. Pastor DeMond preached one message somewhere right around this area before this church was ever built, before the seats you're sitting in were ever put down. What many saw as a wooded area, a forest, Pastor Shook and you that were here saw something different. You saw a church that would one day be filled with people, and it was faith that allowed you to see it. It was faith that allowed you to move forward. Watch the screens.
God calls us today, in the light of all of this, in faith, to see beyond this moment and to see beyond the beautiful trees, the grass, the bushes, and all of the natural that's around us, and to see even beyond the buildings that will be located on this site. As nice and as wonderful as they will be, He wants us to see the purpose for it all. People. God created people. People. Eternal living people. People. People for whom Christ died. People who need the Savior. People who will be immortally in heaven or hell. And as we see people, can you visualize today in your heart of hearts people on this site with open Bibles and open hearts? Can you visualize people here, men and women rebuilding their marriages, young people discovering life in Jesus Christ, senior adults experiencing the joy of their maturity and blessing others with it? Can you see the tiny babies as they are brought by parents who want them to learn of the things of God early in their lives? Can you not visualize the thousands of lives changed, transformed, remade by the power of God? Look with the eyes of your heart. Look with the faith that God gives you today. Eternity alone will reveal the significance of what started here today. It is bigger than any of us. It will last longer than any of us. It will have more significance than any of us. We take a giant step of faith, and we must continue to take giant steps of faith.
To that I say amen. In the words of Pastor DeMond, that's what we're here to do. We are to take giant steps of faith, and may we continue to in the future. We are here to move by faith. But secondly, we're here to live on mission. Did you catch that word that Pastor DeMond used over and over and over again? People. We're about people. He begged us to see people, all about people. It was about reaching people. On that first worship program, right before that personal note, they have right dead in the center this phrase: if we go, they'll come. From the beginning, telling the church, if we go, they'll come. But we must go, and this is what it means to live on mission. We go into our communities. We go into our schools. We go into our neighborhoods with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And if we go with the gospel, with an invitation to join us at what God is doing here, they will come. This is, Jesus referred to it as the Great Commission, Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20. And Jesus came and he said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." You have the authority of Jesus combined with the presence of Jesus that is promised to us if we will just go in his name and tell people about his saving grace. There's a reason this church has grown through the years. And the secret sauce It's not the worship, as great as the worship has been. It's not the pastors and the preachers, as great as men of God and pastors and preachers they have been. It's not the location. It's been a great location. Here in the suburbs, Northwest Houston, as we continue to grow, it's been a great location. But that's not the secret sauce as to why this church has grown through the years. It's grown because there's been a commitment to making sure that we, as members of Champion Forest, go to our neighborhoods and to the nations and preach Jesus, to show His love, to share His love. And I'm telling you, as we continue to live on mission and we go in His name, God will continue to honor us as a church and bless us as a congregation. He will, but we've got to go. Got to live on mission. Living on mission for us means we're not just going to create a ministry to create a ministry. It means that whatever we do, behind it will be the heartbeat of evangelism. We'll have a happening children's ministry. We'll have a rocking student ministry. They're going to have fun. But it's going to be rooted in sharing the gospel, telling kids about Jesus. We'll have a community mission center. And we'll feed the homeless. And we'll try to help meet needs in our community. But our commitment is not just to take care of the outward needs, but to take care of man's deepest need, and that is a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. It's our desire to live on mission, to go in His name, that's fueled thousands of mission trips here from our church. It's our desire to live on mission that called us to start the North Klein campus and to merge with Jersey Village and Conroe. It's our commitment to live on mission that has fueled the desire 10 plus years ago to resemble our ever-evolving and ever-changing community. So when this vision was put forward in a church in a sermon by Pastor David Fleming in 2010 called A World Redemption Center, and he preached about the beauty of being a church, casting a vision for what if we could be a church that resembles our community and we showed unity in the midst of diversity. When he first casted the vision in 2010, you applauded it, church. Watch the screen.
What if we could continue to grow in the area of embracing diversity and unity and become to our watching world a testimony of the power of God to do the unexpected, of a testimony of the grace of God to pull all kinds of people from all kinds of places and backgrounds together and sit together and worship together and eat together and sing together and praise God together? What if we could become a New Testament church testimony to a contemporary world? What if we could?
What if we could? What if we could? By God's grace, we're getting there. And continuing to grow in our diversity. And yet we're unified around the gospel. It's not separated Jew and Gentile. It's not separated by black and white and brown. No, because Christ has reconciled us to Himself in His cross and in His resurrection. He has given us the ministry of reconciliation, and we are living on mission, sharing with everyone, regardless of race, ethnicity, color, the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, telling everybody that they are welcome here. That's what we're about. That's why we are here. God, give us a heart for people. For all people. What are we here for? We are here to move by faith. We're here to live on mission. And third and finally, we're here to build the kingdom. Champion Forest, we're not here to build our kingdom. We're here to build the kingdom. That's why over the last 50 years, you have given somewhere around $15 million to the cooperative program of the Southern Baptist Convention. God only knows the number of pastors that we've helped educate through our seminaries, number of church planters that we've supported through our partnership with the North American Mission Board, number of missionaries on the field that you've supported with your giving through the International Mission Board. There's always been a commitment in the heart of this church to build the kingdom of God. That's why we have mission partnerships with other gospel-centered ministries like GEM and FAM and UK, USA Ministries and Houston Church Planters Network, along with so many others that not enough time to name. It's why when natural disasters hit, like Hurricane Harvey, I wasn't here, of course, but I've heard the stories of how you jumped into action. You didn't just serve the members of this church. You served your neighbors. You helped other churches in the area rebuild. We've never been in it for ourselves. We're not about to start now. Jesus, when he began his earthly ministry, he started preaching. The Bible tells us in Mark chapter 1, verses 14, second part, verse 15, he came into Galilee proclaiming the gospel of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel." The kingdom's at hand. He taught his disciples, taught us how to pray in the Lord's Prayer, Matthew 6:10, "Your kingdom come, your will be done as it is on earth as it is in heaven." Your kingdom come. He'd say in that same sermon, on the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, "But seek first. This is the priority, the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." Paul would write to the church at Colossians chapter 1, verse 3, "He has delivered us from the domain of darkness, and he's transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son." We live for the kingdom. We strive to make the kingdom, expand the kingdom, make it bigger. And that's why there are two ministries today that I want to introduce to you that I believe are going to help our church keep a kingdom focus in the future. The first ministry is our residency program. You've heard me mention it from time to time, but I want to clearly articulate exactly what that is while all of our campuses are together. When I first came to Champion Forest, I recognized very quickly the need to have a feeder system in our church. When you go to a multi-site like this, you send typically some of your best ministers out to your other campuses. And if you don't have a way to backfill, what happens is you can't continue to replicate the DNA of the church. I'm a product of an intern program. I graduated Wichita Baptist University. I'd served in my home church for one summer, and about the only thing I learned there is that I didn't want to be in student ministry. Graduated Wichita and started an internship fresh out of college. I was working on my seminary, getting my theological education, and I was working at a great dynamic church, learning real life ministry, serving under incredible ministers. And it made me who I am. People's investment in my life, learning real life ministry while getting a seminary education. And so I knew in coming here, I talked to the search committee about this, began praying about it early on in the days here, we've got to create a residency program that trains up future ministers. Why? So we can move them up in our organization. They can have the DNA of this church, everything that I just mentioned, built on the Word of God, evangelistic, a passion for the local church, a passion for going in Jesus' name. And we've got to be able to raise them up in our organization. And if we can't raise them up in our organization, we send them out to gospel-centered churches so that we can truly be kingdom-minded. We began praying about this and talking about this. And one day I was scrolling on social media and I saw this picture right here. I want to show it to you. It's a picture of Damon Shook. He has his Bible open and his hand raised. And I thought, that's exactly what we want to do. We want to create future ministers in the spirit of Damon Shook. Family men, men of character and integrity, faithful to the local church, loves the local church, evangelistic, bold in their faith. And so I had the opportunity to meet with the Shook family, to meet with Jackie Shook, and I asked for their blessing. Would they be okay if we named our residency program that we're creating, that we'll be starting in January, would you be okay with us naming it in Damon Shook's honor, the Damon Shook Residency Program here at Champion Forest Baptist Church? And they blessed that, and don't you think that's a great idea? It's a God idea, and I'm excited to announce today, beginning in January, in partnership with the Lanier Theological Library, Our goal will be to bring on somewhere close to 20 residents, and they'll serve wherever they're passionate: children's ministry, student ministry, education ministry, church planting, pastoral ministry, worship ministry. And like me, they can get their theological education at whatever seminary they choose. They can take classes at the Lanier Library. They can study at the Lanier Library, do all of their papers from the Lanier Library. They'll work here full-time with us. And we're going to raise up some pastors in the spirit of DeMond Shook. And we're going to raise them up with the DNA of Champion Forest. Well, they'll serve us in the future, or they'll serve great churches all over America. It starts in January. One of the reasons we brought John Wills on our team to be our global missions pastor. He'll lead in this initiative. And there's one other ministry that I believe will keep us kingdom focused in the future that John's also going to lead. You've heard me talk about it as well, but we're introducing it today. It's called CF Connect, or Champion Forest Connect. And here's what we want to do. God has blessed us. There is a spirit of faith in this church. A can-do spirit. You follow the leadership of your pastors. You're willing to stretch and do more and more by faith. And I'm just telling you, that's not like a lot of churches in our country. And so God put it in our hearts to say, what if we connected pastors to the ministry here of Champion Forest? Pastors who, after a season of COVID like we've experienced, are burnt out. And they're frustrated. What if we brought them on our dime, and we loved them, we put them up for a week or 10 days, we let them sabbatical here, we let them sit in on our staff meetings, we let them rest, we treat them like rock stars while they're here, we just love on them so they can refresh and refuel, they can study at the Lanier Library, and they can go back to their churches on fire for the gospel. And so we had this dream that we're going to connect pastors to the ministry of the church. But we're also going to connect pastors to church planters. And we're going to increase our efforts in church planting. We're going to partner with the North American Mission Board. And we're going to plant churches all over North America at an increasing rate than we ever have before. Just always remember, Champion Forest is a church plant. And so we want to connect church planters to our church here, so again, they can breathe the atmosphere of this place, and we can connect other pastors to them that will help support them so that they're not out there alone doing it on their own, but they have a connection of pastors through Champion Forest and through our network of pastors that will help support this ministry. We're going to bring pastors in throughout the year, 10 or 12 at a time, and we'll have different training sessions for them. We'll give them 3 days here and just let them meet with our staff. And again, just the pouring and investing our resources, blessing them in any way that we can. And here's why I love this, is because it ties the history of our church together. You got the DeMond Shook Residency Program feeding this Champion Forest Connect. So much of what we're doing is in partnership with the Lanier Library, which is right down the road. And oh, by the way, guess who happens to be the executive director of the Lanier Foundation and Library? Dr. David Fleming. And so it ties the history of our church together. Only God can accomplish and do what we're talking about doing in this moment. Only God can help us continue to move by faith, to live on mission, and to build the kingdom. What are we here for, Champion Forest? Those three things. And I pray that by God's grace, we were doing them 50 years ago. I pray and I believe that by God's grace, we're going to be doing them 50 years from now. Amen.
Thank you for joining us online. We hope today's experience encouraged and challenged you. At Champion Forest, we are passionate about all kinds of people coming to know God, to grow in their relationship with Him and others, and then to go out and make a difference in the world. We would love the opportunity to talk and pray with you. To connect with us, just go to championforest.org/connect. And hey, of course, we can't wait to welcome you on campus, in person, on one of our locations. We'll see you soon.